Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash.
I was getting back
to you.
Oh, yeah, what can I do for you?
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
I was reading
the
text.
This is me on the phone telling you explicitly to cancel my account and send me a paper bill.
Yes.
This is all the voice authentication you need for that, I do believe.
Well, unfortunately,
right?
We can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but if you wanted to take care of it now, I can cancel it right away. If not, we can cancel it when the check comes in, assuming that it gets here before July 20th, because if it gets after, that's when the July payment will hit. So
no, it won't hit. You won't get paid for July. No, I won't take care of it right now. I'm asking you to send me a paper bill.
Okay. So.
And I'm asking
why
my account. I don't want no more charges. You guys got me one Facebook message and zero phone calls off $300.
Well, the problem is that in the terms and conditions.
I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't want to hear no nothing. I'm terminating this business relationship. How much more clear can I be?
Yes, you can terminate it, but it does continue to bill until the past due settles. So that's the only problem. And we're
the account you're going to pull from is closed. So how do you recommend you do
that? Well, it'll just hit your credit. So that's between you and your credit. I can't tell you how
well, that's
to run
fine.
Your business,
if you pull my credit, you'll see. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's all that I'm saying. But I do want to let you know.
I'm telling you to not charge me again. And you're telling me
right.
No.
So I
don't want the service. I'm refusing the service. Right?
Right. I want to put the payment aside for a second and just explain one thing to you, because you're like, oh, I got one Facebook call, and, you know, out of $300, and I'm pissed off.
No, I don't really care what you could have gotten or what you might have been doing differently or what. I don't care about any of that.
I just want to explain to you, because you called in right now and you waited on hold and you got frustrated and you hung up and you sent the text and we responded to you right away. But yet, when we called out to get the Google verification done and sent emails and follow-up,
really,
and when
care.
I called you regarding the payment,
care.
Yeah, it's...
There is zero iota of care here. You understand that, right? You're wasting your breath.
Well, I understand that, but it's almost like, let's say that I hired you to do a bathroom remodel, right, and I'm in a gated community, and then every time you come, I'm not around to open the gate for you. And eventually I call you back and say, I'm pissed off at your service. You're a horrible service. I can't stand it. Cancel everything. And you'd be like, but ma'am, I was here on the 10th and I was here on the 11th and I was here on the 12th and I called you and I texted you and I did this and that and you didn't let me in. And that's all I'm saying is, had you done the Google verification that we tried to attempt on several occasions, you're phone would have been exploding by now and you would have seen a huge impact to your business, because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google, 87% to be exact, and that only leaves 13% that will go to, you know, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Angie's, Thumbtack. I don't care. You put all them in one category, they only get 13%, right? So the fact that you got one off of Facebook is good, but that's not going to impact your business as much as being on the first page of Google will. And that's all I'm saying. All we ask is, you know, that you're responsive. If we need something, we call you for a reason, you know, just like you called us and you waited on hold and then I called you right back, you know, type thing. But one question that I want to ask you, if I may, have you seen the website that we built you, JD Excavating or ExcavationGC.com?
Hello?
I'm still here. I thought that you weren't there. That's why I was asking you, did you?
I was here. I wasn't listening to any of that because I told you you're wasting your breath. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm really not interested to hear anything at all.
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested. I've expressed this time and time again. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. So please stop billing me.
So how come you, if you're going to pay the final bill anyway, how come you don't want to do it right now just out of due respect, if you don't mind me asking?
Out of due respect.
Your billing in front of, we could take it, we take the payment in 2 seconds and you'll get a notification that the account's been canceled. You don't ever have to worry about
it. Because I didn't get
anything
for that last month's thing, because as soon as, and again, you know,
so are you saying you're going to mail a paper check and you're not? Or that's what I'm wondering, because you want to mail a check.
I'm going to mail a paper check, yes. I'm going to mail a paper check.
But what's the difference between doing a check and doing it right now with a debit or something? You know,
because it's coming on my
terms,
not yours. That's the difference. That's the difference.
Oh, I see.
I'm not doing it your way, period. Okay?
Right.
Because
well, that's what you agreed
to in the terms
of the condition.
You guys went to pull a charge. It didn't come through. So you put a banner across my website that I need to contact the marketing agency for payment? That's when I completely ended any sort of reconciliation with your company.
Well, that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that your
payment's
not
going
through.
For all my customers to see that, for all my possible customers, that's not cool, guys, and you know it. You know it. Come on.
Well, most people don't get upset by the banner because, you know, it's just supposed to, like I say, it doesn't say your information isn't being updated because you didn't pay for it. It just says, if you're the owner, please contact the marketing agency. Yeah, so it's kind of like supposed to
No. I don't think you understand what happens. Three people that know me called me and said, hey, what's going on with your website? Are you paying your bills? Like, literally, those were the words out of their mouth. And one of those people was a telemarketer out of Binghamton, so an hour away from my business. And he said, yo, I found your business online. I want to look at it. And that's what killed this vibe here. Like, you guys, horrible customer service on that respect. Like, yeah, okay, cool. I don't pay, right? Take the whole website down, right? Take everything you give me out. But putting that on there, that's where we ended. That's where I lost any wanting to work with you guys and give you what you want, period. So you're going to get your money after our agreement. I signed the thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. That makes sense.
So you're going to end
this. No, you said you.
So we're going to end this business relationship. You're going to mail me a check, and then I'm going to send you a check back. Or if I'm feeling froggy, I might take it and pay it online right then. Okay? But
so
as far as continuing this, there's no hope.
I just sent you an invoice electronically. We're a green company, so I don't have a way to send, like, a paper invoice. But I can text you our address if you want to just print out the invoice I sent you virtually and you know, use the local / address. You could do that.
Okay, but again, thank you. I'll send it
to you on your – you want an email or a text message? What's better?
Anything.
It doesn't matter. Okay, bye.